Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They're like, where are you? I'm like, give me a second.
We have connected to the YouTube channel.
We are YouTubing. Excellent.
All right. That should be working. Let me get my intro going and then we will get going here. All right. Here we go.
With your hosts, Wayne New, Greg Donald,
and Lou. Well, that is an intro. That is an intro. I like that.
Very cool intro. I hope
yes, indeed.
No, I need to make another one. That one's kind of like old now, but
I dig it. I like the whole that cool classic vibe thing going on there. That rats that looks cool, like the rat. it's very cool.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Welcome to Rat Salary View. Today I'm here with Falco from the band Wicked Mariah. What's going on?
A lot. It's been a great day. Interviews have started. Press has started on what is our. We like to say, I don't know if comeback's the right word, but we're back. I say we're like a fungus. Now we're going to keep spreading our new EP, and we are beyond excited about it.
Yeah. The new EP is called Chapters. What was the idea behind Chapters? Because it's just an EP, and every song is named Chapter 1, Chapter 2, Chapter 3. Yes. So what is the idea behind that?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we've gotten some definite – people feel very strongly about that. Either they really like it or they're like, ugh. Well, when we started, you know, we released the unreleased, never before released, A Lifetime in Hell, there it is, 2015. We put two new songs on it, kind of threw that together quick. But we were pretty proud of the songs we did. I especially thought Suicidal Dawn was really cool. And it really, to me, felt like it was a vibe off our Cycles record, which was the one that kind of broke ground for us. I mean, it got us where we were. I mean, our first tour was with Metal Church in Europe, and we toured with Yngwie in the States and Dee Snider, and people really dug us, and it really put us on the map to where literally, I mean, you know, 30 years later, we're back and we're here and people remember us. So it's, you know, I really felt there was a good vibe on that, but we weren't prepared, I don't think, for the new music scene was happening.
It's changed a lot since Cycles, since this album.
Yeah, I mean, because there it is. Because
I have them all, by the way. I love it. I even got Mariah, the other two albums there.
Ooh.
So I've been a fan for a very long time.
I appreciate it. Yeah, the very different CDs. I've got different varying opinions on all of them.
Yes, they're all very different.
But, you know, we figured, you know, because we had been out of it a little bit, jump back in, and we're like, okay, we put a record out, high record label Massacre, who did a phenomenal job, and we're really happy to be back with again. But we were unprepared. We're like, okay, so you're gonna put us on tour, right? And they were like, whoa.
Right,
it's not 20 something years ago. And we were originally hoping, because Metal Church had reformed, Mike Howard joined the band, you know, rest in peace. We're like, ooh, let's do a 1994 redo. We still keep in contact with some of the people on their whole team and some of the members. And we were kind of knocking the idea around. But lo and behold, it's, like you said, it's not the same as it was. And markets are different, finances are different, everything's different. And it just didn't happen. And we weren't prepared. Okay. It did well, did cool on radio, metal radio, all that stuff. And then we kind of just were gone. Then about a year, year and a half ago, John and Dan, especially, John has a studio in Long Island. He's producing a bunch of different bands, a lot of New York bands. His son's band, Psycho Hill, has been doing really well. He really soaked up all the nuances of Jim Morris, our producer, who did Sabotage as well. Yeah. Crimson Glory, Iced Earth, who really formulated our sound from our early records. John took off as a producer. Dan had hooked up with Andy Wallace. Dan's studio's up in Pennsylvania. Mixed the Gojira record, Avenged Sevenfold, has remixed all the Ghost records, is nominated for 2 Grammys. He, you know, over the past, you know, since the other, you know, the other stuff has been, you know, learning and amazing. So what we did, you know, he had played some stuff for people and, you know, John was playing stuff for people and people like, wait, you guys were in a band ages ago? Like, we just knew you were it. Like, wait. And, you know, and they're like, whoa, this was good. They're like, what are you guys doing? So we all kind of got together and we're like, okay, I'm down. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. So we put our heads together, you know, John did a majority of the writing. You know, Dan was really busy with Soundmind doing the mixing on all these albums. Dan's like, you guys, we're going to come up here. We'll mix. You guys handle the other stuff. So John did a majority of the writing. Mike and him got together. Michael had a lot of input on Chapter 4, but John did a majority of the writing, as it was usually in the days, sent everything to me. And, you know, I got my little studio here in my closet. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And threw all my ideas down. And we just got 5 songs together because we figured timing, schedules, everybody's life going on. Mm-hmm. Let's see what 5 songs will do. But we got together. John had the drums already tracked up there, sent them to me. I got full songs, which was great. Put my ideas down, went up to Valley Stream, did the pre-production on the vocals. Pre-production ended up being final vocals on everything because they just came. We were so happy and blown away with how it came out and kept it. By the time we got up to Dan's studio a couple of weeks later, spent 11 days up there doing, you know, other stuff, added vocals, harmonies, guitar solos, the kids choir from JT Lambert, a school on Chapter 5. Got that all together. Now, through this whole thing, I just had song 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Because after doing this for 8 billion years, you sit and go, got a song title.
Right.
What are we going to call this one? Yeah. You know, and being that we've all grown up together, we can be cruel to each other, and you know, someone comes up with a title and you sit and go,
right,
no. And in theory it was just like, we'll keep it song 1 through 5, we'll deal with it later. And then as the guys, you know, were hearing stuff and, you know, we were laying the track down, they were soaking up the vocals, everyone's like, is there a theme here? And I said, well, actually there is, believe it or not. I didn't want it wasn't planned on being a concept record, but there is a running societal social commentary theme running through all 5 songs. And I never want to pigeonhole us. I try to make it to where the listener can get his own vibe, his or her own vibe on what the songs are about. They may get exactly what I was referring to, they may get something totally different. I don't care, as long as it moves somebody. But needless to say, there was a little, you know, theme running through it. And just like a normal book, you can have Chapter 1 and 2. Chapter 3 might refer to a different part of a story, but it's still connected. It all comes back in the end. That's kind of like what it was. And I think John was like, oh, it's like a bunch of chapters. And we went, chapters. Chapter 1 to 5. I said, let's take the stick figures away, put the Roman numerals. That's cool. And we were like, you know, and there were a couple of guys in the band. Michael was like, no. I want song titles. I have a song title for my song. And we were like, no. Yeah. We're going to stick with this. It may be popular, maybe unpopular, but we figured, let's just not preconceive notion for anyone. Read into it what you may. And then when we couldn't find anything for the EP, which was a whole nother hysterical conversation, I was like, chapters. And these are the chapters in it. And we all went, let's the music do the talking. Right. People are going to hate it. They're going to love or hate the title, whatever, the EP, but let's just go with that. But it does actually... as serendipitous as the word may be, there is a little running theme through all the songs. Chapter 1 is a start. two through five kind of go through a little storyline and then back to five. So it worked. And for me personally, I'm like, I like it because it actually goes with the vibe of the EP.
Yeah, definitely. And I do hear like that Cycles type sound in here too. And was that like intentional? Did you guys want to get back to that sound, or just happened because that's what you guys done forever?
It's funny. It's what we've done. See, what I've given interviews over the years. By the time No Hope came out, the music scene had changed.
Right.
You know, there were bands like Live and this and that. And, you know, as always within a band of five people, whether it's two people, 10 people, everyone has a different vibe. And unfortunately, if not everyone's agreeing, you've got this and that. Right. And I tell people, I've said this in a previous interview, but I mean, if you hear the demos for No Hope for Humanity, it was Cycles meets like now, even though they weren't around then, from what I remember, like, I can't think of the band off the top of my head, the band that does Chop Suey and stuff.
I know it.
You know what I mean? For the life of me, I just drew a blank.
System of a Down.
Yeah. We had songs on that when System of a Down came out. I remember John and I going, we had something that sounded like that on our demos. From No Hope demos were heavy.
Yeah.
It was Cycles expanded, but heavier. Mm. But the music scene was shifting and changing. Different members had different thoughts. And we said, okay, let's try to appease everyone. Let's bring it back a little. And I remember we went to the studio and Jim Morris, we sat down for pre-production. We played through all the songs. I remember Jim looking at us going, what the F was that? Because that's not what we did, what I have all my notes on.
Right.
So I can honestly say that some of the albums, due to the scene, was not really maybe 100% what we did. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lifetime in Hell was, because that was 91, where we didn't know any better.
Right.
And the two new songs were kind of us getting back to our vibe. But with this record, EP, digital, whatever you call it these days, I don't even know. We were just like, especially since John did the majority of the writing, John's like, I'm writing what I write. And it is our true natural sound, which for the most part is Cycles.
Right.
Yeah. You know, all of us, even the members of the band at the time, we wanted to change a little bit and get a vibe. We all grew up we're all related, basically. We all grew up as kids. We've all listened to the same stuff. I'd be like, not fooling anyone here. But we understand, you understand the pressures. You want to try to make it, business, this and that. Yeah, but this time, which is so beautiful about this music scene nowadays, one of the amazing things is everyone listens to everything.
Yeah.
There's no pigeonholing because you could just put it out the way it's happening now. If you like it, you don't like it. Who likes it's going to listen to it. Who doesn't? There's such a wider avenue. So I can honestly say this is what we love to write. And I really love the fact that it has such a heavy Cycles vibe to it.
Yeah, definitely. I was listening to it a bunch of times today. I'm just like, wow, they really captured that sound from the early 90s. And I really like the Chapters EP. I think it's really, really good. And going to get a physical release or just going to be digital?
We're working on that. Initially, it was just digital because, we've been gone for 7 or 8 years since the other one. Mm. And I kind of understand it from a business perspective. Massacre was like, to print up a whole bunch, there's a lot of overhead, recoup, this and that. They're like, let's focus on digital and see what happens. But we have been talking with them because we have gotten a bunch of requests, for physical. And we figured, it's a catch 22 because again, I'm sure we're the same. We're old school. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even registering in my head. I'm like, digital only?
Yeah.
But I mean, people that I know, they're like, I don't buy CDs anymore. We don't.
Right.
Yeah. But there are people who like it. So, and also it's fun for giveaways, I think. Mm-hmm. So we've actually been speaking with Massa. We're going to see, hopefully shortly, either through them or through us, we're hoping to have some physical product.
Yeah. I also think too, in the metal community, I think they're mostly the collectors, they do still want that physical, the CDs, especially records too. I mean, there's records that are being re-released nowadays. It's just like people still buying that stuff. So.
Exactly. We want to try to, I'm sure if we get, 50,000 requests for hard copies, Massacre's going to print them up like that.
Yeah, of course.
But in the meanwhile, we're just going to, Right now they're focusing on the digital, but it is in the works. I've told a lot of people on a lot of the posts online, they keep saying physical, and I try to, we try to respond as much as possible. Like, we're working on it. We do hear you, and we're going to try to figure out, with that. But like I said, it's the new generation, which is one of the reasons why we're really excited about this. Cause I feel the classic fans will dig this, and we've gotten an amazing response so far. But as I've mentioned in interviews, like, played it, I try to touch base with the generation, the kids who sang on Chapter 5, or like my goddaughter, or my stepdaughter. I'm like, hey, CDs. And they're like, no, we don't have them, but digital school. And then when they listened to this stuff, they were like, wait, wow. And I was like, excuse me. They're like, this is great. I mean, like, they liked Chapter 1, Chapter 3, Chapter 5. And I'm sitting there going, wait, you're like 16 and 17. You're not supposed to, this, you guys like this. And so the response we've gotten from a whole new generation, albeit, it's a select few who've listened to it, but even people we don't know that age, they're letting their friends hear it and they're digging it. So I'm like, wow, this is cool. Cause even it's a new generation of releasing music, right. But yeah. the kids who are hearing our stuff are digging it. So we're really excited. Cause I'm like, this could be something.
Can be some kind of resurrection.
Ooh, good. I like that. I like where you went with that.
Yeah. You got to get those kids, the younger kids. I have a band too. I actually have two bands.
Yes. And, I was reading up on it.
Okay. And one of the women I work with, her grandson, he likes all sorts of different music. So I said, let your grandson listen to my album, whatever. And a couple of days later, she comes back to me. He's like, he loves it. He can't stop listening to it. I'm like, oh my God. I gave him a free shirt, so this way he can wear it to school. And now he can show all his friends in school, the band, and hopefully they'll catch on to it, But you exactly. Always got to aim for those younger kids, because they're the ones that are going to keep the music alive,
Exactly. And they're the ones who, in all honesty, I mean, I've reached out to all the kids now that, they've gotten the release and they've seen the video, but they're on it. I'm like, take the video, splice it, TikTok it, make us go viral. Do so, go have fun with it and go crazy, because there is a whole new generation that admittedly we're just touching base on. I mean, we've got a lot of people helping us out on this release. We made sure to include people to say, listen, and this harkens back to the preparedness. We're more prepared this time as well. Hmm. We got ourselves in order. We've got our financing in order as a band and said, we're going to allot, if need be, funds to do certain things, because we want to get as much exposure because we're so proud of what we did. I mean, when this was done, we were all like, whoa, this is cool. Because I can admit when I have varying opinions on some of our old CDs. Mm. There's stuff that I can say I do not like it for varying reasons. Mm. Proud of it, but I don't have to like it. I mean, we did it. It's out there, but this, we were all looked at each other and we were just like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, I will hope the best for you guys, because I always felt like you guys were very, very underground, like not too many people heard of you. I was when I heard of you guys, it was actually probably around the time you released the Cycles album, and just some friends of mine in high school ended up picking up the CD somehow, I don't remember where, and they're like, you gotta listen to this, and I was hooked ever since, And I just never, after that, you guys kind of like disappeared. Like, I never heard of maybe because you changed the name. What was the name change for? Why did you get rid of the Wicked thing?
That was another Wicked. Ooh, metal. Really? We can't have that, because really? That's not in now. It's crappy. We laugh about it now. Like, at the time, we sit and we go like, I think we fell to the pressure of the industry.
Right,
Wicked, okay. It might be too metal. Let's just call ourselves Mariah. And we were like, eh. But when we did Lifetime, I was like, we're going back to our name. We're doing everything, and the band agreed. They're like, no, it, because it's come full circle, because it's so funny. Everyone in the band is just, regardless of who wanted to maybe change that. You look at everyone in the band now, I mean, John and Dan, they're producing metal. Dan's producing metal. Gojira and Ben, several different kinds of metal, but it's not, no one in the band's producing like Better Than Ezra. Everyone's involved in metal. And I said, because we're a metal band, people, or a metal band. And I think people realize when you're not really doing your truth. So right. This was just us, and it came so naturally and effortlessly. And, you know, I think people are hearing that.
Yeah, I think so too. With those other albums, I mean, No Hope for Humanity and Counterculture. I like this one the most, you know, and this
a lot of people do like that one.
This one's more alternative, you know, like the music of that time.
Yes.
You
know?
Agreed. Do you think with that name change, like just leaving Mariah, that people kind of really didn't associate with Wicked Mariah, and that's why the band really never caught on?
I think so. I mean, you know, we did tour Europe as Mariah with the second with No Hope, but it was already like you could see the writing was on the wall with people who really loved the band. I mean, a lot of people do like No Hope. I mean, because when it went on Spotify recently, right before we, you know, did the chapters, a lot of people like, oh my God, it's my favorite, you know, CD and this and that, and I'm like, really.
I mean, there are some good songs on there.
I think Awakening, I think is killer. I think Dear Friend. I think it just sounds a little different. The production was a little different too than Cycles. I mean, I think we could have. I think maybe the reason I feel that way is because we kind of went a little more straightforward with the vocals. Mm-hmm. To me, the vocals could have been a lot more interesting, like Cycles was. Cycles to me, when I explain things, sometimes I see things in colors. And I so like Cycles to me was deep and blue and pearl. There were so many layers. Yeah. When I hear No Hope, it's like gray. Yeah. It's like blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Awakening's a killer song. We used to do that live. I mean, it's like 7 minutes long. It's like a Zeppelin-y Cashmere in the Light kind of vibe. And it used to go over amazing. That I think Dear Friend was cool because it was different. We did something different with the, you know, all the percussion and stuff. Fade Away, I think is pretty cool. A couple of songs I think are good. I can be honest, I did listen to it like about a month ago and I was like, all right, I don't hate it as much as I thought I did. but I still think it could have been better. But yeah, the name change definitely, you know, did something. And then while Counterculture was definitely more music at the time, we had a bunch of those songs done when we went to Europe for No Hope and we played them live. But it was more that Seven Dusty heavy. Live, those songs killed.
Yeah.
Like even the crowds in Europe were like, what is this? We don't, and I'm like, this is new stuff we're working on. And they kind of dug it. There wasn't a lot of big vocals. There wasn't a lot of big layered production, but it was heavy. And live, it really translated well. So, but yeah, I think we were lost a little bit. And then when the opportunity, when Massacre was like, we would love to release Lifetime in Hell, when we did the two new songs, the opportunity was there to like go, okay, let's recapture what we really are as opposed to what we were trying to be.
Right.
And then we did that with this, especially. I don't want to say it like it's not cheesy old school metal, but I just think it's good. It's cool. Cause I think our stuff was always very interesting to listen to when there was layers and you put your, especially put your headphones on or you listen in a car and you go, whoa. Yeah. And we try to really layer it to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what caught me on with you guys too, because your vocals too, it's like the way you layered the vocals, it just really, you know, it stuck with me, you know, just it really adds to the music.
Yeah, I think John, the band, was really happy. I'm really proud of this, especially because now we are talking 30 something years later
and you still have your voice.
I mean I sing a lot. I sing almost every weekend down here in Florida. I never stop singing. I mean, okay. I sing bands, down to cover bands, we play. But when we were getting ready to do this, I said, I'm going to focus more on getting my voice strong as opposed to the weekend partying, you know, stuff. I'm going to sing as if which I was getting ready to do an album. And, you know, when I do my demos in the closet, I'm not the most technical, you know, I mean, the guy sent me great equipment. I got a great mic to sing on, but I kind of just threw the stuff down. But when we got in the studio and John's like, all right, we're going to do this for real. You know, in front of an $8,000-$9,000 microphone. Excellent. John's like, I love this. Everything you did. He's like, let's sing it right now. And I sang it. And I remember him going, whoa, holy crap. And he's like, and then we just started going. He's like, I think your voice might be stronger than it was 30 years ago. And I said, yes, that's what I was going for. I wanted to be able to say that I can sing and I can still sing everything from every album we have in the original key.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud personally for on the vocal performance, because once we got going and John's producer brain started going, he's like, oh, he's like, wait, we can do, he's like, I didn't expect that. He's like, can we do this? And I'd be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And he'd be like, oh, he's like, all right, now let's do this. And, you know, I mean, there's even, there's a part in chapter five. We kept it lower in the mix to not be crazy. But if you listen to the third verse, there is a, oh, my cat is 18 pounds, just jumped. You know, there's a high lead vocal under the lower growly vocal in the third verse, like Painkiller, where he's high up there. And I nailed it full voice, not a full set. And the guys were like, this is insane. And I said, I just want to throw a little metal under there. So like, I've had a couple of people go, what is that interesting studio thing happening? And I said, oh, that's me singing. And they were like, wait, you're singing? That's you that high. I'm like, oh yeah.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Ah. Definitely some disgust.
Rose.
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. You know, because not that many people can say they still have their voice, you know, after such a long period of time of not singing. But you've been singing this whole time. Have you been doing like cover bands and stuff since the band kind of like broke up? Or
yeah, I could not. I love being on stage. I love performing. Hmm. You know, I say all the time, I mean, I'm very proud of my vocals, but I've always tell people I'm not a singer. Hmm. I'm an entertainer who sings. So I love getting up and entertaining. And even in New York, right before I moved to Florida, I was playing a cover band with our current drummer, Rob, who was the second drummer of Wicked and Ryan when we were Mystic. Hmm. You know, when John and Mike's brother, James, left the band when we were, you know, teenagers in high school, Rob was our second drummer. Hmm. And then after Rob, we basically had Knack up until this project when he, you know, chose not to be involved in it. And we're like, what are we going to do? And we're like, Rob, why not? Let's keep it in the family. Cause Dan, right. Obviously, you know, John, Mike, and Dan are cousins. We all grew up together.
Yeah.
So we're like, we didn't want to go get someone we didn't know. And Rob, you know, Rob was known back in the day on Long Island. I mean, Fastest Foot used to play double bass. We used to do Red Hot, single bass drum, no double pedal, no nothing. And we were like, dude, what are you doing? Want to come shoot a video? And he's like, you serious? Like, yeah. And I said, here's a 13, 14 song set list. Start learning the songs because in 2024, we plan on playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, we, you know, so that's what we did. We got everything rolling. You know, we got everybody together and we're going to keep it happening.
Yeah. Who's the one who like really started wanting to get the band back together?
Well, we always like to say we've kind of never broke up. We talk about it. We would talk about it daily. It was just a matter of schedules and lives and this and that. And we just came to a point where it was like, all of us were just really, and you know, when the pandemic happened, Mike basically sat in his man cave and was like, I'm going to work on my guitar playing. And he just started playing like crazy. Now, Dan and John were doing their studio thing. This is South Florida. So for most parts of it, the pandemic didn't exist.
Right.
And, you know, my cover band played every weekend, the guys in my band. And it's interesting because like, you know, I'll do everything from Blister in the Sun and like, you know, The Weeknd, but we'll throw in Iron Maiden and Metallica, you know, White Zombie. We mix it. So, you know, we play a wide variety down here, but I sing every weekend. So we kept playing and I felt really comfortable. I felt confident after everything, went back to normal or as normal as it can be. Michael was like, "I feel good. I'm writing." And he started sending us songs. Now Michael hasn't written a song in like 30 years, and he's like, so we were all laughing because we're like, all right, we call him the leader because he's the oldest. If the leader is throwing in stuff, we're like, all right. So John was just finishing up his project with his son's band Psycho Hill, and they were getting ready to release their stuff. John's like, I've got time. Dan was like, okay, I'm gonna block this time out for you guys to come up for the mix. He's like, I won't be able to write as much because I think at the time he was doing Ghost or Avenged Sevenfold. I don't remember which one he was doing, but he's like, you guys got that covered. He goes, I'll throw a solo in later. He's like, I'll throw some parts in. He goes, just you guys handle it. So we were all like, cool. And as I said, Nat chose not to be involved. I was kind of doing some things I really didn't know, but John's like, I'll worry about getting the drums tracked. So all I know is John sent me the material done, and I'm like, okay. And when it was time to shoot the video, we said, who can play? We wanted to get someone. We didn't want to get someone who we didn't know, like a studio guy who did whatever. We want someone that we have history with. So Rob was the natural choice, and plus he could play this stuff. So we and he's like into it because he's like, oh my God, this is so wild. He's doing his own projects, but he's like, holy, this is cool, back with everyone. So I think we all were on the same page at the same time, and it just worked. So it's a lot of good vibes because we're getting such good response from it.
Where did you film the video?
We filmed it shortly. I think it was April or May. I don't even know what day it is. It's so much stuff going on. But
It's Wednesday, I think.
we went up to Long Island. Tom Flynn, who's done, I mean, Lamb of God, Buck Cherry, I think In This Moment, or I mean, all another band, a Psycho Hill. He, John, had done some stuff with them, and we were like, hey, this is what the song's about. This is our vibe. And he came up with that. I liked the background we had. He's like, because it was this, a little social commentary, good and bad. So he did some non-specific weird things that went on, and he showed us his idea, and we were like, this is cool, this works. So, and he's like, you guys haven't been around for so long. He's like, just play, just stand in front of it. He's like, just get your instruments and let's show the band as you are now, what you look like now, so people could be like, wow, okay, it's them.
What do you think about making videos now, though? Like, because everything's on YouTube. There's no more MTV. All that stuff is gone. So you're just making stuff for YouTube now. So what do you feel about that?
I've learned. I just figured this is a lot of it. It's weird because I sound like that guy who's like, get off my lawn. I mean, it's new because it's like I kind of was just like doing my thing. But I mean, I do miss, like when we were on tour with Metal Church in Europe with Cycles. I mean, Viva Television, the premiere of the Wicked Mariah video, another day. It was something, I liked how, excuse me, I liked how Massacre did this. So with ours, it was like, okay, single's gonna be out now. The video's released on YouTube. I mean, it was still kind of an old school method, which we were kind of digging. And I liked that it was like, the album will be released here. It just wasn't like, we were sitting home. Now, granted, I don't say this to put anybody down at all, because anyone who's doing their own music, God bless you, go for it, kill it. But it wasn't just like, okay, we did a song, here it is. We wanted it to be a little exciting. We want there to be a build up. And in the couple of interviews that I've started doing, everyone actually has said, we like single came out first with the video. Obviously some, I'm sure you got serviced the entire EP, but some other people were like, for those who didn't, this is a nice teaser for like, whoa, what's coming? What's coming? Because we've been, the social media, I mean, this was all new, the Spotify, the streaming, the getting on playlists. But as I said, we've got people that are helping us, and our monthly listeners jumped literally in 3 weeks. We went from nobody because we weren't doing anything. I think we're over 8,000 now, and that's just in 3 weeks. And it's growing because we're getting added to all these playlists. And we said we're going to capitalize on that. But I liked how it was a tease because we were getting messages. Oh, can we hear another song? Can we hear another song? It's coming. I mean, I think, I don't know, you can download the whole the EP on the tomorrow. When's tomorrow? The 20th.
Tomorrow
No,
is the
5 days. 5
16th.
days. I mean, it's only like $5. It's not like it's a $20 EP. Get it, enjoy it, but I like that we didn't throw everything out there at once, because what that does then, it just it, it's not even out yet and it's oversaturated, you know? And in all honesty, it's funny you said Resurrection before, because that's all I'll say on that. But let's just say that we've got one or two surprises that John and I worked on the day or two off we had when I went back up for the video shoot, that we may or may not have taken a song or two from other albums and done something interesting with them that is going to be, say, something of a bonus in between once, you know, we want Chapters to have legs, because we plan on probably around January, possibly doing something. I'm not say possible. I'm going to say, yeah, to put the pressure on everybody. Maybe we're going to do something live from maybe where we recorded, did the final step up at Soundmind Recording. Maybe we're thinking maybe doing something there for a broadcast. But then, you know, there's talk of the guys coming down here February for a couple of shows. There's some venues down here that really want us to play. We're working on possibly New York. Then I'll go up there. Let's, you know, we don't want to be like last time where, okay, it's out and we're doing nothing. We want to be in people's faces. We want to play. We want everyone to know that this is not just, okay, we're done. We've already been contacting tour companies, booking agents. There's a festival in the States that wants us, call us. There's festivals in Europe. I mean, they're already booked up every year in advance, but we're contacting them. We've already gotten some response like, wait, whoa, we had no idea you guys were alive. So we said, listen, if you can fit us in, great. If there's a side stage, if there's three or four venues around the local area, there's a band that wants us to come over, support act a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, let us know. We are going to be ready. You know, we had a couple of possible offers now to coincide with the release, but we're honest with everyone. Some of the guys haven't played our material, you know, in 20 years. Right. It's not the easiest. So everyone's working on getting their chops down. December, the guys up in New York are going to get together, get, you know, the four of them rehearsing, get the songs tight, get all the basic stuff down. I told them I'm ready to go. Then I'll fly up. We'll do a couple days of rehearsal. So we're all good. We'll have like 15 songs down. This way, if somebody calls, we can get on a plane and say, we can go play.
Right.
So we plan on this having legs until we have our little bonus stuff. And then we work on the next 8 songs of music. We will do like a full, at least 8 song, what is considered a full length record.
Yeah. Did you start any like working on like actual song titles or anything this time? Or?
Oh, I guess we'll have to, because we can't continue with the chapter.
No more chapters.
We'll just try to come up with the least corny, or maybe we'll go the opposite. We'll come up with the corniest song titles you can imagine.
But you know, like episode 1, episode 2.
Episode, yeah. So, but you know, but we're really, we're excited and we're grateful, you know, for this, for you, for having us, and just for everyone who still remembers who we are. And then all the new people who are digging on it, you know, so far, I mean, it's in its infancy. It's only been out like 3 weeks, but we're getting really killer feedback from it. So we're excited.
That's good, because, you know, the Spotify's got this new thing now. If you don't have 1,000 listeners, you don't get paid. So it's good to see that people are actually, you know, you said you got like 8,000 already. So that's good, you know, even though it's a change, you know, I don't know how much they really pay you, but, you know, it's good to know that people are actually listening to it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's 20 something years later. I mean, who's, you know, retired from their jobs, who's doing their own thing. So it's like, we know, you know, if you make a dollar, hey, great. You know, as long as, you know, as long as we don't lose like $1 billion, but I mean, we just want to honestly keep playing, keep writing the music, because I think, you know, we're really happy we're created. We're happy with it. Yeah. People are digging it, but honestly, we just want to get out really and play. Play the old stuff, play the new stuff, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, the outside, that'll tell us, you know, the ether sphere out there will tell us if something happens, if there's a tour, if there's a festival, we're here, you know, we're ready for 2024. So in the meanwhile, we'll keep working this to get it in everyone's brains. And then next year we'll take it the next step.
Very cool. When's the last time you guys actually played together?
The last time we all, let's see, I mean, it was great. We were all in the studio together, like this last, you know, doing all of this, which was cool. And then we did the video, but obviously we weren't really playing. The last gig we did, which really wasn't all of us because Dan didn't play. We did a gig in Valley Stream,
Okay.
Buddy of ours owned a bar called the Stumble Inn, and it was going to be our farewell show. And we went and we did it. Like I said, Dan just was like, oops, forgot, didn't make it. I don't know. He was, didn't want to drive to Pennsylvania. But so the last time we played together was sometime in 97. No, because Michael didn't tour in 97. Wow, I'm forgetting this. I'm going to say 96. All of us were together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody's got a lot of practice to do.
Yeah, but it was funny because because we're who we are and we grew up together. Literally, we were together not 10 seconds, all four of us, when we got to Danny's studio. And it was like we never, it was like we just saw each other last night
Yeah.
because we were right back into all the funny and the laughing and the, and people who were in the studio were like, wait, you got, you would never know you guys haven't all been in the same room together. But because, but I said that's what happens when you grow up together. You're like family. I mean, we talk and we, video chat and stuff, but
Right.
it was just such a fun, probably the best studio experience we ever had besides the first album. I mean, this was great. It was good.
Yeah. Well, cool. And it shows in the music too, because like I said, it still has that Cycles type sound to it and everything. And you guys sound like Wicked Mariah, and Wicked Mariah is back. And yeah, I
Yes.
can't wait until this releases, and it's really good. I heard the whole thing. So who anybody who hasn't heard it, the 20th, November 20th, it'll be out and released
Yes.
digitally. And hopefully we get some physical releases, because I got the CDs, so I need some I need a
Oh, see
CD.
right there, that's a must. I mean,
Yeah.
we gotta have it, even if we, get 100 printed up, we'll get them out to the people who
Right.
want them
That's
and
it. We
need
only need
them.
100, that's all.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get more, but for now we'll do 100.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if ever.
they'll be worth thousands of dollars later on
Hey, we're hoping, but
eBay.
we're really just excited to get out, and it means a lot, really. I can't thank you enough for this and just for the kind words, because I mean, obviously you could be delusional, we could be all delusional and go, this is great, and people go like, no, it's really not. But so far, and people we know who would be definitely brutally honest with us, even some people in the industry that we've been friends with for years, who we were even like, all right, we're gonna send it. Because we've gotten brutality from them before. And I said, this is what we want. And come back. And it's almost like, it's funny because like, sorry that we sound shocked. I'm like, no, it's cool. But they're like, this is really good. And they're like, I'm really happy to say that. And we were all like, cool. So we're in the right path.
Yeah. Do you think Cycles will ever get like a re-release or a reissue or remix or anything?
I don't know. I mean, I gotta ask, I don't know how that works. I mean, I know we own it because it's ours now. I mean, I don't even think Mausoleum exists where they may, but I mean, it's ours. But the thing is, the actual tapes, which we had, I was in charge of holding them. There was a storm, a leak, a flood. Even though they were protected, it something happened. They got, so there are no tapes. So I'm really not, I mean, I'm sure, I don't even really know how. I mean, I know this, there might be technology. Dan or John will be able to answer that for me. But without it actually being able to split up into tapes, because Danny actually has the machines in his studio where if I would have had the old, the half inch, whatever it is, he could have probably remixed it. But I don't know how you do it with that. I mean, I know there's programs you could go and like change it and give it something, but who knows? I kind of dig how it is, but I mean, I wouldn't be fun to play around with it, or who knows?
Well, for people that, because it's really hard to find, so people that can't find it, it'd be especially with the new release coming out and everything, just something extra that they can seek
Yeah,
out.
well, I know, I believe, I'm trying to think now. I think Cycles is on Amazon or Spotify. I don't know, but for a physical release. But we'll once we get all this set, I mean, we do want to have like everything available because it is all ours. I think we own everything. I mean, obviously Massacre has this, but it's out. So they're doing the right thing by it. So all the old stuff will hopefully will have an avenue to get it or at least listen to it.
Yeah, I hope so too. Well, Falco, thank you very much for coming on the show. I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to this ever since I heard that album Cycles to talk to you and the band about the about Wicked Mariah.
Wayne, I man, I cannot say how much I appreciate this enough. Thank you so very much for the time. And I look forward to reposting this on our page and everyone seeing it and supporting you, your band, your projects. That's what it's about. Everyone, especially in this time, just everyone support everybody.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
we want to do that because I mean we were treated well. I tell everybody in their interviews, from Metal Church to Yngwie, who people were calling us up at the time in fear for us. Don't, no. And Yngwie treated us, I cannot say it enough, how Yngwie treated us with respect. And I mean, he loved the Cycles record too. He came in one day, we were on tour with him like 3 days, and he pretty much played us the whole album. He's like, I like this. And he played it. And we're like, of course he learned it because he's Yngwie, But D. Snyder, everybody treated us really well. So, we just want to give back and show our appreciation. So figure the best way we could do it is starting and put out good product. And then, we're here.
Yeah, we are here. And do you guys have a website, or is it just Facebook, or where can people
Oh
find you?
yeah, we've got there's a we have actually have a link tree which has on wickedmariah.com there's a link tree, but we have Facebook, we have Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever it's called. But on every on I know on our Facebook page is like a link that link tree now, which is like the hub, so Linktree has the video, and then under it has every social media avenue that we have. But it's also on our wickedmariah.com at the bottom is all the little Instagrams, TikTok. I don't even know what I'm doing on TikTok, but
Now you're
we've
actually
got
on
enough.
TikTok yourself, or
The band, I we've been posting videos, and
okay.
some like we're getting ridiculous hits, and I'm like, okay. I mean, I know there's a trick and people do this and go viral, but I said we're learning, as I said, but we're placing ourselves everywhere for new people to see, and we're hashtagging everything and anyone, and we're getting a lot of fans from people who see it and go like, wow, this is cool. We never knew about you guys. So I
It's
like
a
that
lot of
whole new
work.
generation.
How do you like doing all that, the TikToks and the social media stuff? I mean, it's a lot of work.
It's definitely a lot of work. I mean, I enjoy it, especially when I know what I'm doing. Like, I know how to make a Facebook post. I can, promote certain things, but that's why we've got, and it's going to start soon. Someone going to help a little more with that, because everyone's like, well, if you do a story or a reel or a splice or a snippet, and I'm going, yeah, don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to, I really am. But I'll go to one page and be like, all right, I'm gonna post this link, and you can't post the link. You have to post a picture and add music to it. But where do I find our music? And I'm like, ah. But we can have people helping us, and professionals, and some unprofessional, yeah, and some non-professional. Like I said, we told all the kids in the choir, spread it, do whatever you can,
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I'm learning. I am, we're gonna do whatever we can to keep us out there.
Very cool. I look you up on TikTok. I'm not huge on TikTok, but I'm a huge watcher and a user of TikTok, so I will find you on there. I actually like
Okay, cool.
TikTok. It's fun. You got to create videos. You can't just I do pictures once in a while, but you always got to have some kind of content so people will watch and may hopefully be interested. So
Right.
I kind of like it, It's fun.
Yeah, well, I did like the countdown to the records and stuff. I would just video myself, but everyone's like, it was funny. Or like, I've been very good today, but I talk with my hands a lot.
I
So
do
I
too,
do.
and I don't know why. It's
We'll do
just
it.
like
It's what
it's a
we
Long
do.
Island thing.
It is. It's Long Island, I'm Italian, whatever it is, it's what we do. But so like sometimes on video, I'll be like, oh, I'm talking because because a couple of my friends like reposted stuff making fun of me, like it was like doing some like Snapchat different face, but they're like, Falco here. Blah, blah, and I'm like, oh my God, you're killing me. But it was funny, they took off on my thing. It was good.
I catch myself doing it all the time too, and I'm like, I gotta like you're doing, like hold your arms.
Yeah, I sit there. I'm always like, don't do anything. But
Exactly.
because even when I sing, everyone's like, what's the thing? I'm like, I don't know. I just do it.
You just do it. Yep, exactly.
But
Really cool. Well,
I
thank
like your
you.
room, dude. That's it's I got my backdrop, which obviously I don't live inside the Chapters EP, but is that's your studio room?
Well, this is technically my garage, but yes, I turn it into I record in here and I do this show in here. So
Oh,
yeah.
no, that's cool. That's not wallpaper. Like I got
No,
that's
that's
legit.
actually real.
That's killer, dude. See, that's we're old school. I look at that and go,
Well, next time you're in Valley Stream, stop by. I'm not too far away.
yeah, oh, you're right around there. Oh yeah, we'll touch
Well, I'm
base.
like 45 minutes away, so that's not too
Oh
bad.
dude, yeah, no, without it, we're gonna be, like I said, we're gonna be up. We're planning some January. I may only go up, be in the Pennsylvania area depending, but after that we're gonna work on getting some gigs. And like we said, anyone, you, anybody knows venues. I mean, I miss the days of, February's and Sundance and all that. So,
Oh, so many places. I'm sure since you've been here, so many places have closed. It's insane,
Yeah, I mean, is there even any live venues out on the island? I know what was.
Yeah, there's some. There's a couple. There's one I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head right now. One that my band was trying to play for a while, but we just didn't do it.
There was one in Huntington we used to do. I can't remember if it was still it's still out there back in the day.
Yeah, I
don't played there with Yngwie. It was I can't remember it, but you know, I know it. You know, it's seen change, but look, where you know, I'm sure there's places in the city or around. Yeah. But you know, we're looking forward to getting up there and definitely getting out and playing live.
Yeah. There is still places around somewhere. You just gotta look for them. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. Good luck and let me know. So you know, maybe if you do come to the New York Long Island area, I will definitely have to check you guys out because.
Oh yeah, we'll do something.
Yeah, very cool. Again, thank you very much for coming on the show, and good luck with Wicked Moriah Chapters EP.
Thank you very much, man. We'll talk soon, Wayne. Thank you so much.
Everybody, thank you much for... Jeez, let me start that over. Thank you very much for watching Rat Sal Review. Make sure you hit subscribe. And November 20th, Wicked Moriah Cycles.
Close enough.
Chapters. They both start with C, so whatever.
That's it.
Chapters, November 20th. Check it out. And we will see you guys actually in like 5 minutes because we're coming back on at 8 o'clock with another guest. All right? See you then.
Rat Sal.
Bye-bye. Nice.
Thank you.
All right.